101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Thank you so much for tapping in with us today. Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community, then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homa Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they are located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses in the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homa Blow and Bailey Coleman, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. Truth Nation, happy hump day, baby. We made it through the week. We made it through this heat. Now go ahead and get y'all something to eat. It's about that time. Shout out to those who are checking in while they are at home fixing dinner for their family. Shout out to those who are on the ride from work as well. Make sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Instagram at TapMKE. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about preparation. For those who are joining us, throughout this entire, the past 2 hours, we've been talking about preparing your children for reality, for real life, preparing your family for legacy, preparing for yourself for success. Whenever you reach those goals, make sure that you have extended goals outside of that so that you can reach those goals as well. Preparing your faith for whatever blessing it is that God is going to send you, right? Now, let's get into preparing for love, right? This is one of my favorite topics because the older I become, the more I become the woman that I've always wanted to be, the more I start to hold myself accountable. And one of the things that I noticed, and I want to speak to the ladies for a second here, because a lot of times we are afraid to be alone, right? We give so much to everybody, including those we love, our spouses, people we are dating, so on and so on. And at the end of the day, we just want it back, right? But we have to sit in solitude. You cannot ask, I'm telling you, ladies, trust me when I tell you, you cannot ask God to bless you with a man, not a Negro, but a man. You can't ask him to bless you with a man or to bless you with a husband when you are not becoming the woman that you need to be prepared for that man. That's not how this works, right? Now, you can choose not to pray for that, and then you'll keep running into people that you don't necessarily align with. But if you are specifically saying, God, send me a husband. Send me a man. Somebody that's going to love me correctly. Somebody that's going to be there every step of the way. Somebody that is going to be vulnerable with me. Somebody who's going to love me when I wake up with stank breath and a bonnet on. Right? Just someone who can be everything that you need to be. But you want, this is very selfish. Thinking about it, right? It's very selfish to sit there and say, I want this kind of man, but you haven't put the work in to yourself to prepare for this kind of man. What are you doing to make sure that you can get this man or woman that you want? How are you preparing yourself? You can't call yourself a wife if you don't do wife things. You can't call yourself a wife if you never cook, if you entertaining always in a man's face, if you doing things that's not going to, that your whoever it is that you're supposed to be with is not going to accept. How are you preparing for the love that you want, the love that you've been waiting on for your entire life? Me, I check myself, but only when it's worth it. If there's someone that I am like, you know what? I want this to work. I want him. I choose him. I want this to work. That's going to be my man. I'm going to be like, let me check myself so I can make sure I'm the woman he needs. Let me make sure I'm the woman that I need to be in order to be there for him and for myself. That means my stubbornness. That means my grace. That means my understanding. That means me putting in work. Because I used to be the type to say, hey, you know what, bruh? Listen, if you ain't on my program, you got to go. You feel me? I run this. I run the show. Not me saying I run men or I'm trying to control a man, but I'm saying that I am a woman who is dominant. And I understand that a lot of men cannot handle a woman like me. Because I am sure of myself. I know what I know. I've been around the block. I've done what I've done. Right? I'm confident. I understand who I am. And I used to have this, man, I'm off him. Listen, let me tell you. Trina, where you at? My sister can attest to this. Oh, you got 2 weeks. You got 14 days to prove why I should even entertain you. And if you ain't cut out of there, block, 8 feet tall in the paint, baby, you out of there, right? I'm telling you, they used to come, men to come, you come to practice. You want to play the game, but you don't come to practice. No, you got to go. And then I sat there and thought about it. And I can't have that type of attitude. I probably got rid of whoever my husband was supposed to be, right? So now what I do at this age is I sit with myself and I say, first and foremost, I shouldn't be entertaining anybody that I give a limit to, because I know off the gate, out the bat, if I got to give you 2 weeks to prove something, I don't need to talk to you. Secondly, I have to be real with myself. And ladies, this is how you properly prepare for your man. For whatever man or husband you want God to send you, you got to sit with yourself and be real with yourself. That man is going to make you check yourself in a way that you never checked yourself before. You know what? I'm tripping. Let me sit back and think about what I just did or how I'm feeling so that I can make sure it does not affect him. Let me check this text message I'm about to send before I send it, because I don't want it to be a certain way. Let me make sure that I'm showing up as a woman that I need to be. Not just for him, but for myself. What type of woman do you want to be? Are you preparing yourself, right? Especially if you've been single for a while, because those who have been single for a while like me, we get in our mold, especially if you are successful in what you're doing. That's how you become an older, bitter, black, independent, career-driven, single woman. And that's not the route that you want to take, ladies. You don't want to be in your 40s like, oh, I have a Birkin bag. I do this for a living. And you don't have no man because you feel like nothing is wrong with you or that you don't need to work on yourself to have the person that you want to be with. Right? You have to sit with yourself and check yourself and properly prepare for. What does that look like? God, I want a husband. I'm ready. I wasn't ready before, but I know I'm ready. How do you know you're ready? Because you're doing the work with self. It has nothing to do with whoever you're dating. It has nothing to do with the man that you want to be with. You are doing the work for yourself. That person, that situation is making you become a better woman. Let me make sure that my communication game is top tier. So you don't ever have to question. Let me make sure I check my tone, right? Because you can't whoop no man, so watch how you talk to a man. Let me make sure I check everything that I need to check about myself, my emotions. Let me make sure I ain't insecure. We all have insecurities and flaws, but let me make sure I put my big girl panties on, right? What are you doing to prepare for whoever it is that you want to be with? You want that husband, but you don't even cook. How you gonna get a husband and you can't cook? Don't, ain't no man. I don't know about the new age men, because I like mine's a little older. But don't no man want to come home to no hamburger helper, baby. Okay? No sloppy joes. No lunchables. No sandwiches. No. What's your cooking game look like? right? Do you know how to leave him alone when he don't want to be bothered? Help me. Help somebody. Somebody help me. Help me. Because I used to be that time. I have to check myself. All right. You know what? Sometimes I don't feel like being bothered. Sometimes I don't feel like doing nothing. I don't want to talk. Why? Because I'm my own individual self. Do you know how not to talk back? I'm going to get some backlash for this one right here because they're going to, oh, what did that mean, not to talk back? Do you know how to keep your composure and how to actually deal with a man? Right? I say that because it's a lot of B.A. Negroes out here. And women get so accustomed to talking to these B.A. Negroes to the point where when a man come, they think that they can have dialogue with him the same way. No, baby, you can't, because that's a man. Watch how you talk to him. Watch your tone. Watch your combativeness. Watch how you argue with him, because that is a whole man. Are you pillow talking to your friends about your relationship? Are you telling him stuff that he confided in? Are you throwing stuff in his face? Right? Whenever y'all get into it, are you bringing up something that's personal, that may hurt his feelings? These are all the things that you have to think about when it comes to preparing yourself for the man that you want. And then you will know. You will know not based off of their actions. You will know based off of your actions. Am I now the woman I'm becoming, am I now that woman that is prepared for whoever my husband is supposed to be? Have I put in the work, the self-love? Have I checked my insecurities? Have I gotten my ducks in order? Have I done everything I needed to so that when this man arrives, I am ready? 833-212-1017, we want to hear from you. How are you preparing? Are you prepared? If the life you've been praying for showed up tomorrow, would you be ready? It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We got to go to break. Do not touch that dial. The truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Hey, listen, man. I be getting teamed up by Z and Meech all the time. And I am so happy to introduce our radio operations coordinator, CC.
Hey, what's up, Truth Nation?
Thank you, CC. Y'all don't get a chance to see her because she be behind scenes, but she be on my team, man. Listen.
Team Jazz, tap in.
They be on us, don't they? They be trying real to bad. Tag team, right? So today we are talking about preparation. And we've talked about many things pertaining to preparation, but now we're talking about preparation as it pertains to your spouse and love. What should you do as a woman to prepare for the man that you pray for? Are you in a space to where you are preparing yourself to be the woman that man needs and the woman that you need to be? What is that? What do you think that looks like for you, CC?
For me personally, because I resonate a lot with your story, you know, having kids early. By the time I was 22, I had both my kids.
Yes.
Married young,
yep.
Divorced young.
Yep.
So, I mean, by the time I hit 28, I was able to go to brunch with my mama and her friends and relate for
yep.
real.
Like, that's right.
So now being mid-30s and being divorced for, oh my goodness, about 7 years
me
now.
Me too.
Hey, 7-8 years. It's been a minute. And primarily single during that whole time, like yeah. nothing super serious during yeah. those years. It's like, you have to take a step back and look at you.
Yes.
And when I say look at you, I mean really look at you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you want to place blame on the other person, like why it didn't work or why was this and why is that. And it's, you know, a lot of times the argument is valid.
Yeah.
You know, it's valid.
Yeah.
But we always play a part in it, whether it's consciously or subconsciously. mentally.
That's right.
And so when you're taking that look in the mirror, you got to go to the subconscious.
Yes.
And look at those little habits or, you know, traits, personality flaws that you may have that a lot of us write off as, oh, that's just me.
Yes.
That's just me. I ain't going to chase it. That's just me.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, if you're trying to grow, you got to be like,
it can't just be
some things got to change.
Yes.
I have to change me.
Absolutely.
Even if it is just you, you have to change you.
Yes.
And so for me, I wrote down what I wanted in a husband mm-hmm. and what I felt like I deserved in a husband.
Yes.
And then I wrote down everything that, what they like to say, bring to the table.
Yes.
Come on now. I wrote it all down.
Yeah.
And I had to have a very honest conversation with myself.
Yep.
Is the man that I put on paper, if I walked into the room with 10 men like this,
mm-hmm.
am I going to be their type?
Yeah. Ooh. Whoa, let's talk about it, CC.
Am I going to be their type?
Come
you know,
on
all of us want to be put up, you know, taken care of.
And well, are you a put up woman?
Are you a put up woman?
Yep.
Are you going to put yourself up?
Yep.
Are you asking for things that you can't provide yourself?
That's right.
That's where I started at was, okay, yeah, I do want a man to provide. I do want a man who can provide me the finer things. And let's keep it 100. It's not always about the physical or
right.
what the what they can, the materialistic attributes of it. You know, it comes down to, am I emotionally safe with you, secure with you?
Come on.
Are you emotionally intelligent enough to pick up social cues when I'm not feeling myself?
Come on.
Do I have to explain everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot that can, you know, be placed into the relationship that you want in a relationship. But just starting with all the things that I had on my list was, you know, a man of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he don't fear God, he don't fear anything.
That's right.
And so why would he care about me and taking care of me? Because he has nobody to answer to if he doesn't do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Second was, you know, like I said, I come from a background with a lot of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So am I secure with him?
Yeah.
Emotionally secure, physically secure, mentally secure, financially secure?
Yeah.
Am I going to be placed in a position where I have to carry the burden of life and our entire relationship?
Yeah.
I mean, granted, as his woman, you want to stick beside him because I'm not standing behind nobody.
That's
I want to
right.
be side to
I'm
side. Equally yoked, okay?
Come on now.
We're doing equally yoked.
Absolutely.
So I don't mind stepping in when he's weaker, you know, and carrying a relationship. But at some point, he got to step back in now. Come
That's
on.
That's right. Knowing when to lead and knowing when to follow.
Just knowing my list of what I wanted in a man,
mm-hmm.
I had to check myself to make sure that that's what I was bringing to that man.
That part. And that's so to your point, right, that's so realistic. And I'm one of those people who sit with myself and check myself like that too, right? One of the things that you mentioned that I love was put it all on the table, baby, with yourself and ask yourself, would you date yourself?
Exactly.
Is this the type of man, like the man that you want, the husband that you pray for, are you really ready for him based off of what you're bringing to the table, right? So when we sit in solitude, when I sit in solitude with myself, I think the difficult thing for me is the industry that I was in,
right?
The industry that we're in.
Exactly.
It's difficult to have a marriage or a relationship with someone who doesn't understand it.
It's that trust.
It's the trust. And then it's the insecurities. And then it's the God-given ability to understand that someone is actually walking in purpose. And can they accept you for walking in your purpose? But when I sit with myself in the beginning of this stage, I started to be very subjective, like, what you said, man, this is just me. This is what I know. This is what I've been through. And then I had to think about it. What type of woman do I want to become? I'm 2 years to 40. Do I want to be a 40-year-old talking about a man got to get with my program? No, because I don't want to run a man. But what happens is, especially with Black women, the way that the world has done us, we all know the story. The men with the mass incarceration and the exactly low-income housing, they removed the Black man out of the household. And now fast forward to 2026 and we're enemies. right? You can hear it in the music. You can, it's what can you do for me? Well, now the men are so sassy. What can you do for me?
Okay. Right? They want to be taken out.
They want to be
taken out. They want us to open up their door.
Okay, exactly. Like, it's so much to it. But then I sat there and I thought about it, like, everyone is broken. So everyone is broken. We all are broken. So the best thing you can do is not, A, form a trauma bond. Stop trying to form a trauma bond with men to make them become what it is that you want them to be. Stop trying to find a connection. Work on yourself first. Am I know, okay, so let me put a list of who I am and what I do. And then I put a list of the type of man that I want and I compare. Does it work? But let me make sure I'm checking my insecurities. Let me make sure I'm checking myself communication-wise so that I can be who I need to be and then I can be what I need to be for him.
Exactly. And going off of that, back to one of the points that you made earlier, you stated women have to, and this goes for everyone, but speaking on women, mm-hmm. we have to be comfortable with sitting alone and being alone. And people need to understand that being alone doesn't mean you have to be lonely.
Yes.
Those are two different things.
Yeah.
All because you don't have a man at home doesn't mean you can't have a social group.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can't have a life. You can't have hobbies.
That's right.
You know, it just means you ain't got a man at home right
That's
now,
right.
you know? But, and that doesn't mean try to find, you know, people to replace, a filler, you know, a filler in.
Or as I call it, entertainment.
Right. It's a little entertainment, a little shindy.
Just a little bit.
I mean, by all means. But that doesn't mean bring that in when you're doing that self-work because you can get so easily distracted and taken off your path when you're working on self when you bring in those filler in because it's you have to move intentionally.
You start attracting men that you have no business being around.
No business. And it's crazy because it seems like the more you work on yourself and the brighter your light, the more they start flocking.
Girl, listen, like, I am not shout out to Mike. He was on the show yesterday. I'm not an architect, baby. I don't need a project. Okay? I don't need a Build-A-Bear or a project.
Already equipped with self-work.
Okay? Because we doing self-work and self-care over here. So you need to show up like the same way that I do.
Exactly.
You know, that you working on yourself and being to your point, like, one of the things I noticed by being single is, like, the things that I love about myself and that I'm able to make myself happy without...
You can say you know yourself.
I know me.
Because, look...
That's a flex.
After divorce and after having kids...
Yes.
I don't know if you went through this, but I went through, a long span of time.
Yeah.
Years where it's, like, I didn't know myself. Like, somebody would ask, like, oh, what do you like to do? Or, you know, what are your hobbies?
Yeah.
For the life of me, could not tell them what I like.
For your family,
I could tell you all day long what my daughter like, what my son like, what their hobbies are. I could tell you what I do for work.
Yes.
But outside of that, it was like, who is Cece? Like, if you strip down, taking off, being a mother, being you know who you are career wise, being who you are to your family,
who are you?
And I could not answer that question, and so that was light bulb moment for me because I'm like, how do I expect someone to come into my life to help add to my happiness?
Yes.
Because I don't feel like someone should be the main responsibility. Your happiness should not be somebody else's responsibility.
That's right.
They should add to it, but
That's
they
right.
should not be the reason for it.
That's right. And they're not the main character in your movie, you know?
It's not the main. You are the main character.
That's right.
And so how can I expect somebody to come in and I give main character energy and I don't even know who I am? Like,
so one of the things that I've been working on with myself is, right, I've been living in the present. Because I'm always I used to always be in the past or the future. Mm-hmm. Now I'm in the present, I can deal with reality, which is dealing in other people's worlds and understanding myself a little more. And it's like, okay, I don't like this, but I like this. So now to your point, I'm relearning what I like and what I don't like, but also being so authentic with myself to the point where it scares me, right? And this is how, to me, this is how you know when you're almost there as far as who you pray for, because you would begin to check yourself first, right? Okay, let me check myself first.
You start catching yourself.
You start catching yourself.
Especially if, like, you're dealing with somebody that yes. has that potential and you see that.
Yes.
You know, for me, I shut down. So, like, if I feel like, you know, something's wrong or we not seeing eye to eye or a conflict comes yeah. up, instead of explaining myself in the past, I'll get quiet. I'll fade away.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't like to argue. I don't yeah. like confrontation.
That was too.
My reasoning. I don't like confrontation. Yeah. So, instead of saying something, I'm going to just fall back. And if you don't know why I fell back,
then that's on you.
That's on you. We gonna move on.
Mine was like, I built this like switch.
Where it's, like, it's a switch.
I can love you so much.
I can love you so
and
hard.
Then treat you like you never existed. If you push me to
I'm
that
trying
point,
to tell you.
But what I know
it's a dangerous
is,
switch.
It is. It's a dangerous switch. And the thing about it is. I realized that was dangerous for me mm-hmm. because I should not be able to turn my
because
feelings
we're pushing
on and off.
Potentially people away that mean well yes. for us or that God might want on our path, but we're
absolutely.
Pushing them away. And so I had to learn communication.
Yes.
Even if I had to take a step back at that moment and say, I need time to process this.
Yep.
I need time to gather my thoughts before I can communicate with you what yep. the issue is and then come back to it. Then cool. So that's what I've learned to do over time.
Absolutely.
Take a step back and then, you know.
Let it be what it's going to be. We got CeCe in the building. We are talking about preparation. Today we want to hear from you, 833-212-1017, specifically preparation for love in this segment. We got to go to break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Girl, 101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Listen, I like it when a man listens. I like it when I'm working on myself. Look, they hating already, CeCe. They hating, man. We
hating
got
in the background.
We got CeCe in the building, our radio operations coordinator. You guys don't get a chance to see her. She's behind the scenes. But this my ally, man. Listen, I be in here getting jumped. Y'all see okay. what Z just did? He just
I be
cut
having
the
Jazz
record.
Back all the way in the back.
Man, come on, man. Z and Meech be on one. Today we are talking about preparation. Specifically this hour, we are talking about women, ladies. How are you preparing to become the woman for the husband that you pray for the man that you pray for? Before we went to break, we were just acknowledging some things. And one of them that I just want to reiterate for a lot of women out there who may feel like they can't be alone is that it's okay. You can take time to sit with yourself. I've been single for 5 years, 5 years now. And no, 4 years. I'm sorry. I've been single for 4 years. During these 4 years, I've gotten a chance to do exactly what you said, because I married young. I didn't know who I was. And I was in my 20s, which made it even worse. Everything was about my ex-husband, about my children, about my family, about what it is, the community. I'm always constantly giving myself to someone else. And then I wanted the love at the same time. But what happens is when you don't know who you are, your subconscious, your spirit is conflicted. And then you begin to attract people, what we call projects, right? You attract people who want a trauma bond, people who wants to take all of your energy and dump themselves on you. And I took time to myself and I said, you know what? I'm going to be single, right? Single to not just to do what I want to do, but because I want to relearn the woman that I'm becoming. And now that I'm becoming the woman that I'm becoming and I pray for my husband, there are certain situations that happens that make me check myself to become a better woman. Are you the woman who is ready for the man that you pray for? Or are you psyching yourself out? And the reality is, a lot of the social media and a lot of the reality TV have women thinking.
False reality.
False reality. Have us thinking, not us, but just women in general, thinking that, listen, you called a shot. Man, hold on. Let me tell you something. If you don't come correct, you're going to get them Negroes that you don't want every time. Right?
I preparing myself for the husband I want looks like me sitting in solitude, looks like me being single for 4 years, looks like me working on myself so much to the point that when that man shows up and that man arrives, I'm going to be everything he's ever needed. But most importantly, I'm going to be everything I've ever needed. Right? And it's difficult because, especially when you've been married before, because to your point earlier, you have to go back and sit and think about it. Like I always say, I don't know how to be your girlfriend because I was a wife at a young age.
Literally. And that's a good point right there. Because when you used to being a girlfriend, you know the girlfriend things to do. But when you're a wife, innately a wife, it's like your first focus with the guy is, oh, did you eat today? How you doing?
Come on.
Where you now? Where you going? How's your mental health?
Yes.
Just all those things. When was the last time you went to the doctor? Your dentist appointment.
Yes.
You know, like you're automatically hopping onto those things, or your energy is off today. You know, how can I help you?
Yes.
You know, girlfriend mode. Probably not so. You know,
not so much.
Invested.
Come on, let's go turn up. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let me help you escape your reality. No, boo. We're going to
sit on a budget
together
this week. Being a wife-minded, you're like, okay, well, instead of going here and doing this, maybe how about we just stay at home and we kick it and we cook or something. Like, you know, I know you'll take me out when it's looking better. Girlfriend is, I don't care what you got going on. Exactly. I want to go here and there, figure it out.
Absolutely.
So it's like dating and trying to be a girlfriend and fit that girlfriend mode.
It's hard.
It's very hard because I often have to tell myself, step back.
Yeah.
And that's not your role.
And ooh, to that
that's
point,
not your
don't
role.
Overplay like, your role.
Don't overplay
right?
your
that's
role.
That's the big and naturally.
And it's always gonna be
it.
Welcome because a lot of men have not ran in or came across women who are already wise.
That's right.
So the energy that you bring in, they like, I ain't never had this before. You know, I'm trying to keep this around.
Yes.
And so that's where I feel like love bombing can come in.
Come
because
on.
They're doing things to keep that energy going,
come on.
To keep you around.
Yep.
And you'll
only
get
when
lost.
It's beneficial.
You'll get lost, exactly, because, yes, you're a benefit to him.
Yes.
But is he a benefit to you?
To you. And that goes back to staying single, right?
Exactly.
If I know, like, there is nothing nobody can tell me when it comes to my qualities and my skill sets because I lived it, right? So to bring it full circle, preparation. We were married before. At a young age, which means that we were already prepared to be someone's wife. Now, later, in the future, whatever have you, we were prepared to be a wife. Exactly. And when you take on those responsibilities and those skill sets, there's a lot of women who like to pretend like, oh, it's a hot girl summer, I'm outside. But those are skill sets that you never lose. You don't know how not to be a wife. So in that, I had to go back and sit. I got married young, maybe not for the right reasons, just because I wanted my children to have a two-parent household.
Same.
But at the end of the day, it doesn't take away from my daily responsibilities as a wife, right? The things that I had to do, the way that I had to cater, the things that I had to build, these are skill sets that I've been equipped with in preparation for whoever it is that God chooses to bring my way. Now, what I have to do is go back and reflect on those skill sets, but also my part in who I used to be so I can make sure that I'm not that again when this marriage comes around, right?
Exactly. And then also to pull a point out of what you just said, we are mothers.
Yes.
And you have both sons. Or
one son and
one
two
son
daughters.
One son and two daughters. And I have a son and a daughter.
Yeah.
So we have both genders there. So we are raising both a young man and young women. And kids know when something is off.
Yep, they sure do.
So when you're picking a spouse or you're with somebody, you have to keep in the back of your mind. It took way after my marriage and having kids for me to really realize this. And this is when I really started putting my life and my dating life in check.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have kids looking up to you and they don't know what love is.
Yes.
They know what you're showing them what love is.
Yes.
And so I had to do a lot of self-work because I'm like, where did I get this idea or definition that love is supposed to be like this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, I come from a family where abuse is like
normal love.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, so-and-so got into it, you know, da-da-da-da. Like, yeah. DV is a big thing in my family.
Yeah.
And so I found myself in a relationship that was at the forefront.
Yeah.
And family will know about it. Everybody know about it. We into it on Thursday. We at family dinner on Sunday. Like, we just want to
tussle. Same here. Same here.
And it got to a point where it was like, what example am I showing my children?
Yeah.
Do I want my daughter to grow up and accept this?
Yep.
Or do I want my son to grow up and put another young lady through what he see me and his father going through? And then also, it's like, how can I teach them the right way and not be a hypocrite if I don't put it in check?
And should give them an example of what it looks like.
And that was a big reason why I divorced.
Yeah.
Because it became so bad that it was like, okay, when my daughter is older or when my son is older, I can't put them in place. I can't check them about what they doing in their relationship if they saw me dealing with it all their life. Because the first thing they're going to say is, you dealt with it. You did it.
And that was our
Auntie
norm.
Did it. Grandma did it. Yes. Everybody did it. They fine. Everybody, you know. And I didn't want that. So I had to bite the bullet and be like, this is not the type of love that I'm showing my children.
Come on now.
And so I much rather sit alone and date myself and let my children see me date myself.
Yes.
And go out and hang out with them and show them this is what love is.
That's right.
And if it's anything but that,
it's not
leave
worth
it for the birds.
It's not worth it.
Let it go.
And you have to be not worth it. You have to be strong enough to tell yourself that the things you went through is not who you are, and that the things you went through, you don't deserve it, right? Because sometimes what will happen is we'll settle. We'll say, I think I'm worthy of this, so I'll just take this. No, that's not the case, right? Which is important.
Your settling becomes your norm.
Becomes your norm, which is why you need to be by yourself. You have to. It's so imperative to sit alone with yourself for X amount of months or years until you become who it is that you know you're becoming. And then once you become that person, your alignment starts to happen. And everything, just pay attention to what you attract. The type of men you start to attract once you change and work on yourself.
Exactly.
And they'll be able to appreciate what it is that you bring to the table, because they'll be able to identify that you've been working on yourself because they've been working on themselves.
Exactly. And the energy and the aura that you bring when you're working on yourself in the right way.
Yes.
People see that.
Yes.
You may not think that you're working on it or you see it, but other people see it.
Yes.
So, example, real quick. It was a couple weeks ago, too. And so I was, you know, just chilling at this bar or whatever. And I'm just, you know, by myself kicking it. And these girls came up to the bar and they talking or whatever. And somebody said, why are you so quiet over there? And I'm like, I'm just, you know, chilling. I'm just cooling. And she like, oh, well, you just so pretty. And you just seem so soft. Like, you seem like a soft girl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
Because I worked for that. Okay.
Come on.
I'm like, I worked for that.
CC.
Like, soft girl was never ever in my adjective, never a description of mine in the past. I always got masculine, aggressive, like just, and granted, I was always in survival mode. Yeah. I've been in survival mode since a child.
Yes.
So going from survival mode to being a mom, to being a wife, to being divorced, to being single mom,
yes,
like all of that is survival. And so I had to take a stand back and I was like, you know, I don't want to be masculine. I don't want to be looked at as someone that's hard to be around.
Yeah.
And so somebody saw the work that I've been putting in, and it wasn't even intentional. Like, I'm just sitting there chilling, cooling. And she like, your energy just seems so soft and feminine. And I was just like,
girl, that thank you for the
my
compliment.
Work is paying off.
Yes.
And
real.
I didn't even know.
And you know, to your point, it's so funny, but it's the truth. I'm the same way. And I was the same way. And I've been trying to really, really tone it down because I don't want that person that's for me, my forever person, to think that they have to, that like I'm trying to make sure that they aren't the leader or that they aren't masculine or anything like that. I'm just a strong woman. I've been through some stuff.
We're passionate.
Right? I'm very passionate.
Right.
I've been through more things than a lot of women. So I carried it, you know, on my shoulders. But the work that goes into the soft girl era, right? The work that goes into understanding that it's okay to, you know, tone it down a little bit. And pretty. I say that to say it's hilarious because when you think about the times where we were like straight alpha female, right? We was attracting BA Negroes. We were attracting
a lot of
more,
them.
Huh? I was and like, I was attracting.
I mean, variety of them too. Was, like they come packaged up what? In different packages. Like,
man,
it like, was serious.
Come on,
like I didn't even think you was like that. Until
like, what is that? What am I? I said, hold on, let me check myself.
It was the energies.
Come on, something ain't adding up here, right? This ain't what I asked you for. God, I didn't ask
send
you
them back.
Send them back. Send them back and put them on a clearance rack. I don't want them.
I don't want them.
We are talking preparation. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We got CC in the building. Make sure you do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth. Truth is your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Listen, we was in mode and Meech and Z started hating again. We are talking about preparation specifically. Thank you, Z. One of the things we're talking about today is preparation. And during this last segment, we are talking about preparation as it pertains to relationships. Women, are you preparing yourself to be who it is that you need to be for the man that you prayed for? And some of the tips and advice that me and CeCe have been talking about is making sure that you stay single to yourself so that you can work on yourself and love yourself and deal with things that you deal with in order to properly be the woman you need to be for whoever the man is. A lot of women need to sit down with themselves and be realistic. You say you want a man with some money, but what's in your savings account? Okay. You want a man to come here and pay your bills, but do you pay your bills on time? You want a man to take you out to eat, but can you cook? Hello.
Hello. Is anybody there? You want to pray? You want to have perfect credit score? What yours look like?
Yes. Check yourself.
Check yourself. And that was... That's always one of my biggest rules for yourself. Don't go, and granted, your spouse should be able to level you up to, you know, a degree.
Absolutely.
But are you asking for things that are just like way out of realm? Like, I personally, I like self-care. So, you know, spas and beauty things and getting my nails done. Like, I'm the person that'll go and spend $150, $200 on just a pedicure.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
I can do that for myself.
And I'm not going to ask a man to do something for me that I won't even do for myself.
Exactly. And that's the bottom line. So if I go to him and be like, I need $300 for my nails.
Yeah.
And he be like, what?
When the last time you paid $300 for your nails?
I got receipts, baby. I got receipts. I could show it just 2 weeks ago I did. Yeah. So can you do it?
Yeah.
Can you do it? You know? And it's just like keeping that expectation for yourself.
Absolutely.
Don't be asking for stuff that I want a Birkin.
Come on now.
Can you afford a Birkin?
Make it make sense.
Make it make sense.
Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for the man that you want. And if that's not the case, then work towards that, right? Exactly. For me, it's like, okay, I want to be, these are my goals, my personal goals. What does it look like when a man step into the picture, right? If I want to build, I'm going to need a certain amount of time to build with you before I'm ready to commit because I have certain goals and a certain place that I want to be. I want to come to the table with what I want to come to the table with so that if it doesn't work out, I'm good. And I don't even like thinking like that because I'm old school. I like to build with my men, right? But I still have personal things that I want to work towards. And secondly, too, when you are praying for the man that you want and God sends him, don't rush it. Take time.
And keep your identity.
That
goes to your point, like keeping your identity.
Yes.
You want to build together, but But you both should be building alone.
Exactly.
And building up who you are. So that
and
when
then
you
bring
come
it together,
you're confident in who you are.
Come on out.
It's like, okay, this is who I am as a woman.
Yes.
This is who you are as a man.
Yes.
We're not coming to change each other. No, we're coming to take what we already have.
And push it together.
Mesh it together and build off of that.
And baby, wherever you lack, I got you. And wherever I lack, you got me. That's
exactly
how this is going to work, right? So, again, call to action when it comes to preparing for love. Not just entertainment, but the man of your dreams, the man that you want. Check yourself first. Sit with yourself in solitude. Stay single. Work on your insecurities. Work on whatever it is that you need to work on so that you can show up for yourself first and then show up for who it is that the man needs you to be. Thank you so much, Truth Nation, for tuning in. Make sure y'all tap in tomorrow with Baby Coleman and Homer Blow on the morning show. We will be back 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. We also have an event tomorrow. Shout out to Wavy Boy. He has a birthday party that's happening tomorrow. It is going down. Make sure you pull up at the Amani Place. We got MJ. He will be performing. Thank you so much, Truth Nation. 101.7 The Truth.
I ain't one of them, baby. I'm him. And that's one thing for sure. Yeah. Pretty woman. Oh, it's almost time to go. Ooh. And I got a lot of options, baby. Oh, yeah. So don't be moving slow. Something you can't ignore. Oh, pretty woman. Oh, I'ma leave you wanting more. Hey, yeah. Pretty woman. Oh, I want you the most. Hey, pretty woman. I make them crazy, have them beating down my door. Yeah, I know you ain't met a real one like me. Just go with the flow. Pretty woman, it's last call, and this joint about to close.
Finish that whiskey, man.
So put your number in my phone, lock in, and let's go explore. Pretty woman, oh, popping out tonight with a pretty woman. I just need one night. Pretty woman, you such a vibe. Pretty woman, oh, you got me hypnotized. Pretty woman, mesmerized. Pretty woman, oh, pack it up, let's fly.